Welcome to the It Starts With You podcast. This is all about teaching, motivating, and inspiring you to go after the thing you want, to intentionally pursue the career and the life that you desire, and knowing that at the core of it all, it starts with you. You getting out of your own way, making the choice to do it, and relentlessly and authentically pursuing it. I'm your host, Julie Menden, an entrepreneur, high-performance coach, speaker, and the person in your corner helping you to realize that you are capable of whatever it is you choose. With solo and guest episodes, we are going to dive into action so that you can show up with confidence as the leader in your life to achieve your goals and to make this life matter. It all starts with you. Let's dive in. Where would you rather have resistance? That was the question that my business advisor asked me the other day on one of our calls. So I want to share with you this reframe that will really radically change your results this year. And I really believe it. I really believe this to be true. Is when I was thinking about how I wanted to share this, you know, one of the messages that I wanted to share, there's a few things that I want to share. The first one is actually, so there, I think there's two things. It is like the one thing that's going to change your results, but it's really going to be these two things, okay? We're going to ebb and flow with this. So the first one, I'm going to start with this first one, is you aren't supposed to have it all figured out. And I did a post on this not too long ago. And if I could shake you right now, wherever you are at in your professional career journey, whether you are a newer to work into your professional life, you're newer in your career. If you are a newer leader, so you're in a newer leadership role, or if you are an executive or a high level in a company or an organization, this message is for you. If you are a newer entrepreneur or a newer business owner and you're really working on that business, this is for you. And if you are an experienced business owner who is a CEO of your firm, your company, your organization, and you have been in business for a while, this message is for you. Because at all of these stages, we need to get this reminder that you are not supposed to have it all figured out. And I am telling you this repeatedly so that I can now tell myself, because I need to remind myself, Julie, you are not supposed to have it all figured out. And if I could have told myself that at so many different stages of my career, I would have saved myself so much stress. Here's the thing. I've already shared with you. If you are a listener, you know I have always said I'm a recovering perfectionist. I'm a real high achiever. If you're a new listener, this is me. And you probably can relate if you were drawn to this podcast. I'm a recovering perfectionist. I have very high standards for myself. I always have. I've embraced failure more as an entrepreneur because, my gosh, you need to. But I always had really high standards and I expected so much from myself. Like, I just remember sometimes I feel like my mom would be like your expectations for yourself are so high, you know? And I was so hard on myself. And I expected myself to have things figured out right away. Like, I remember, I mean, all growing up in school, you know, had to have the A, had to know how to do all the things right away. Never gave myself any grace for the learning period, okay? And then when I started in my professional career, I remember my first job out of college as a career advisor, I expected myself to understand. I worked for a for-profit college. And it was in the medical field, and I was a career advisor, and I was helping people with resumes and interviews, which that I felt very confident in. But like, I had to learn the industry and what a surgical tech did and what a medical assistant did and all of these things. And I had to learn how to build relationships with, companies that could potentially get internships or positions for people. And I just remember putting so much pressure on myself that I was supposed to know it right away. Like, why? I have no idea. Why would I expect myself to understand something I had never done before? Then I remember I did the same thing. I worked in nonprofit and I expected myself to understand how to do sponsorship right away. And I was so hard on myself. And then when I found myself in, you know, a larger corporate organization, same thing. It was like I would get into the role and be like, okay, Julie, you need to know it all right now. And then I had promotions. I think I had 6 promotions. You know, in the 6 years that I was there, I was like wanting to learn, but I just remember I'd like get into the role and it was like, I expected like someone to flip a switch and me know all of a sudden how to do those things. And the amount of anxiety and pressure I put on myself. And then I would look at people who had been in roles, by the way, for way longer. And I'd be like, why don't I have the confidence they have? Why don't I have it figured out? Because you're not supposed to. The same thing when I started my business. Oh my goodness, I would look at people on social media and I'd go, oh my gosh, look at them. They've only been in business for this long. And they're already making this much and they're talking about all this. Why don't I have it? Well, Julie, because you didn't have a background in business. You had no idea how to start a business. Maybe they already had a business in the past. Oh, by the way, they've been in business for 5 years and you're brand new. Like, do you hear me? Because I think if you are like me, you're smiling and going, oh my gosh, that's me. And just, you're not supposed to have it figured out right away. And when you can adopt that mindset of like, yeah, the journey is the thing. Like, it's not just about, there's no destination. You don't get to a point where you're like, okay, I know everything. I'm never going to learn anything anymore. So you might as well just accept that and embrace that journey now, right? That is going to save you a lot of stress, a lot of anxiety, a lot of beating yourself up if you realize that you are not supposed to have it all figured out, that you can have a journey of learning and that's part of it. And I know a lot of people that I coach now. So when I'm working with, you know, corporate executives and I'm working with leaders and organizations, and usually they're high potentials or they're growing or they're maybe new in leadership roles or elevating their leadership roles, there is so much pressure that they're feeling to know it all and to not share with their leaders or to share with their mentors that they're struggling with something because they feel like they need to know it. And as a result, they're not getting the results they want because they're not giving themselves that time and they're not surrounding themselves with the support they need because they're just trying to pretend like it's not there. And that is the thing that's going to hold you back. And it's the same thing when I'm working with people, business owners or entrepreneurs who want to do more speaking to grow their business, right? So we talk a lot about building your brand through using speaking. And it's like, if you hadn't done it before, why are you expecting yourself to know this? So that's the first reframe, is you are not supposed to have it all figured out. The journey is part of the process. And the second one is that question I started with, which is, where would you rather have resistance? And that was a question that my business advisor asked me. And I was just like, oh, you know, someone asks you a question, you just feel it. And I was like, that's going to be one I really remember. That's really going to change how I think about things this year. And it was in regards to doing some business development, some outreach that I was having resistance around. And I was telling myself a story. There's the stories again. We love to tell ourselves stories. I was telling myself a story about this and I was having resistance around reaching out and initiating some conversations. And she said, well, where would you rather have resistance? In reaching out to these people or in not meeting your business goals? Yeah, right? Someone says it to you and I was like, that's such a good point. Because I'm going to feel it. I'm going to feel the feelings if I don't do the reach out, if I don't do this part of the business development that I was really struggling to do, I'm going to feel that later on down the road when I miss business goals or I'm not where I want to be or someone else comes in and offers that thing or has, I remember them saying that in the mastermind too. It's like, if you're resisting reaching out, or offering this thing or asking the question or opening it up, opening a door for this, and then someone else comes in and does it instead, how are you going to feel? And so that question of where would you rather have the resistance? And I feel like you can use this in so many areas of your personal and professional life of like, you know, and maybe you ask it a little bit different, but it's like, where would you rather have it? In the uncomfortableness of taking the actions and taking the steps, which might be, you know, doing something new, doing something scary, reaching out to someone, or later on you don't do it and then you feel the effects of that. Of missing out on that opportunity, of not being where you want to be, of not living the life you want, of seeing other people come in and they had the courage to ask. They had the courage to put themselves out there. They had the courage to go for it. And then you sit there going, oh my gosh, that could have been me, but I had so much resistance to doing it. And now I'm feeling the effects of that. I know that this is something that I need to sit with, and I see myself every time I'm feeling that resistance come up and doing certain things, asking myself this, like, would I rather feel this now or feel the effects of it later? And I really want you to start thinking about this and how could this reframe of really those two things, like You aren't supposed to have it all figured out. Give yourself the grace to just enjoy the journey and feel the experience. And the second one is, where would you rather have the resistance? And see how those things really change how you show up, which ultimately changes your results. Because again, our results don't change with just like a snap of a fingers. I'm going to ask myself this question and all of my results are going to change. No, but the question leads to you taking different action. It leads to you showing up differently, which does get you different results. I would love to hear how this lands for you. Please send me a message. Let me know, what are you doing with this question? Where do you see yourself having that resistance? And how are you using this to help you in your personal and professional life as well? Don't forget to share this episode out. Leave a comment and review so that we know this helps us get it in front of more people. And you can share with us what you're loving about these episodes, what you want us to talk more about. And remember that it always starts with you. Thank you so much for listening in. If you love this episode, it would mean so much to me if you left a review, shared it with someone else that could use this message, or post it on your social media and tag me so that I can thank you and get to know you as part of my community. I am so grateful for you. Remember, you've got this. See you next time.